Focus on flowers.
Illustrations have always been important in the documentation of botanical specimens because plants are not long-lived. Before the invention of photography, illustrations of uncommon plants in particular were crucial. Women, especially in earlier times, were thought to be especially well-suited to draw specimens accurately. They were seen as patient and willing to work for little pay. Sarah Ann Drake, 1803 to 1857, was first a governess in the home of botanist John Lindley. After studying botany, she began to illustrate many of Lindley's books, though her work was rarely acknowledged. Little is known of her after 1847, although it is assumed that she died because of toxins ingested from her brush, which she licked to make the ends into a point. This was a common practice at that time. Another artist, Augusta Withers, 1791 to 1876, was famous for contributing to many famous texts. In the 1830s, she was appointed flower painter for Queen Adelaide. But after the Queen died, she had no work. Her husband became blind, and she could not find enough paying work to support them. She appealed to Queen Victoria, who appointed her flower and trust painter, and bought some of her paintings, but even so, was declared bankrupt and died penniless. This is Moya Andrews, and today we focused on early botanical artists.